The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Good morning. It is the 15th of July, 7:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Medica Center. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
How are you?
Meh.
Meh. It's Tuesday. Meh. That's right.
It's Tuesday.
We have begun the meh Tuesday.
I got a confession. I woke up 25 minutes ago. Can you tell?
No. You know, see, you throw your baseball cap on.
Yep.
Throw on a t-shirt or a shirt, and who'd know?
Yep.
No, really. I mean, how would somebody know except when they get close to you and see, you know, you're grimy and you smell like baby poop. So.
That's true.
No, you look. I mean, I want to encourage you to get up, you know, so you can, you know, feed the baby, take a shower, you know, have Jen fix you a bountiful breakfast and all.
My alarm went off.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to get up. I slept past my alarm. My wife said, better get up. That was 27 minutes ago. Whoops.
No.
But I made it.
No, you got here at, you were here before quarter till.
Yeah, I got up at 6:25.
Oh, how long did it take you to get here?
I got here in about 8 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations. And what day is it?
Meh. Tuesday.
It's Meh Tuesday. Is there an international day?
Oh, yeah,
day
that's right.
Something?
It's the National I Love Horses Day.
Oh, okay.
I thought that would be cool. Are you going to get another horse?
I don't know. This, you know, this one has become a, it would be good if we did. But right now, it's just one's handling everything that we need. It is a veritable hay. It's a hay consuming machine. And this horse consumes it so well, it'll eat 20 pounds of hay and poop 24. And we're all amazed how much the horse poops.
What type of breed is it?
It's a quarter horse. It's a, cool. Overo paint, which is the,
very cool.
Cause of the coloring on it.
Nice.
But it's a quarter horse. And she's, you know, we're both getting in shape for the MoDOT trail ride we're doing in August again. We did that last year, and it was such a hoot that we're going back, and we're signing people up for it, you know, friends that have not done it before. So, got to get out there. You got to get out there and get on the trail. It's not a... It's not a, everybody's going, what? It's not what you call 4 days of challenging, terrain being too challenging or too complex. I've been on those. I've been on those up in the Trinity where it was really challenging terrain. And not just up and down, but then you're sliding down some of the hills because of the rocks and narrow trails and this. These trails are, at least the ones last year, are marked by the leadership of the MoDOT Trail Club, Ride Club. And so it's on varied terrain, but it's never a straight up and down. Because you've got, and I think part of it is you've got riders in there from their late teens to up in their, 88, 89, who seem to be not having any problem with their horse, which is 30. You know, that guy is riding a 30-year-old horse, and horse was having no problem. The guy was having no problem. But no, and I want to get her ready for that. So when we go up there, she won't be, I won't be having to give her massages at night. So, hey, today the temperature is really dropping, and the it's going to be sunny and hot. Big surprise, but only 99. All right, and a low 70. Now on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday, it's never going to hit the triple digits. High 90s and either the high 60s or low 70s at night. So good news. So we've gotten past that 100 that triple digit craziness. It is going to be sunny and hot though, and the wind's going to be blowing, but not bad. Again, not bad. So good. We've gotten through those 3 or 4 days of 100 degree weather. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. So one of our favorite people, couples, Chuck and Judy Kenny, founded this business close to 30 years ago. I think it's like 29 years ago. And a third generation of their family has helped to run the business now. They provide discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans too. They truly are outstanding. They give outstanding service to their customers. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. This is Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. Ta-da! Okay, we got through the opening, which is tough at times on Tuesdays. Meh. So, I was watching Cheers. Is that where the word meh came from? Meh. You know, it's not Cheers, Seinfeld. It was Seinfeld. You know, you see it every
show about nothing.
Yeah. Meh. It's, but it was hugely successful. Hugely successful. I think all the stars are making $1 million a show on that. Just like Cheers. Cheers was, you know, when in its heyday was getting $1 million. Each one of them was getting $1 million for every show they did for that series. And then one of them, ends up dead from, was it ketamine overdose? And they charged the doctor with it. They pled not, you know, no contest to it. And I can't even remember the guy's name. Isn't that weird? One of the most recognizable, I mean, he's recognizable. But in his book, he would say, if you go back and you see, you know, excerpts of it, he says, if I was really skinny, I was on drugs. And if I was all puffy, I was drinking. So, and then it took him forever to Matthew Perry. It took him a long time to get over drugs. And then when he kicked it, and then several years later, has a ketamine overdose, it looks like. Okay, now, because he's on the phone right now, we will continue on. How about the Green Fire? Green Fire is over 12,000 acres at this point and is still only 5% contained. So, and it's not helping the extreme heat and dry conditions. And the wind advisory, when it was, you know, this last weekend, wind advisory was going on, so that wasn't helping. So in the Green Fire is in the Shasta Trinity National Forest, roughly 8 miles west of Montgomery Creek. So, and it is, and it's, spread against the Pitt River over the weekend, and we talked about that. Now, what are some of the impacts on it? You can see it outside. Is the Redding air pollution has hit the air, has hit hazardous in parts of Shasta County. Smoke from the Green Fire is causing unhealthy to hazardous air qualities in parts of Shasta County, to levels health officials consider unhealthy to hazardous. Some of the worst pollution, is down in Bella Vista and others east on Highway 299 communities. Also reduced, the Green Fire also reduced air quality to very unhealthy levels in Redding, Shasta Lake, Anderson, Cottonwood, and Platinas. And I tell you, driving out to Palisadro, which, you know, go out to where the horse is, it is foggy. It has been foggy out there in a couple mornings I've gone out. I haven't checked it today. But we've got the air scrubber on. You know, they've got, you know, air,
Purifier.
Thank you. Called her scrubber on in the bedroom to help, and that helps some. But when you get this, you know, and you keep the windows closed and you keep the air conditioner on, hoping that that will help. But these pollution, the air pollution is just heavy right now. And the funny thing is, I know, turn it into something political. We work so hard, and we you know, it cost us so much for cleaning up the climate by saying you could only buy a certain kind of car. You're gonna, you know, blah 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 blah, right? Blah 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 blah. We're not gonna get electricity from coal fired plant in Arizona. It's in Arizona. It's not in California. Oh yeah, but we can't. Blah 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 blah. Oh, we're gonna shut down the nuclear power plants. Well, wait a minute. Not so fast on that. That's 20% of our electricity. But the amount of carbon it releases in these fires has got to make up for all the carbon, quote, carbon savings you've been doing for what? A year? 2 years? And you get three or four of these fires going, it just dumps it right back up in there. Part of the reason is where we get political now. Is because we had no forest cleanup plan. We're not talking clear cutting the forest. Of course not. It serves no purpose. But how about divesting some of the trees, all of the underbrush, and cleaning it out? And then you wouldn't be having this massive infusion of carbon into the air if they would just get off their butts and do what they know what they have to do. They've said it. They just can't seem to get it done. So, 7:16 in the morning, and we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about what's going on in Texas as of right now. And then we'll get into inflation. We'll be right back. Talk about a trailblazer.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. you and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Is that man? Is that what it's saying? Hey, welcome back to Free
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll's not so jelly now. He's lost a lot of weight. Have you noticed all these actors that have lost all this weight? Oh, yeah, watching their diet. No, nah, you know, they're dumping on Ozempic. John Goodman, though, he's lost a lot of weight, and it started before the Ozempic craze. And it's gotten to him, though. Have you ever noticed that sometimes when people lose a lot of weight, they look older? I mean, in my opinion. You know, it's like, that's a lot of weight to lose. John Goodman, Rosie O'Donnell, who he kind of lives in Ireland, and Trump has threatened to take her citizenship and pay the government of Ireland to take her. Now, she's one of the ones who said, if Trump wins, I'm leaving. Did it. You know, the rest of them, if he wins, I'm leaving. You know, they're all still here. Because they're stupid. You say stupid things and do stupid things. Yeah. Who else? I don't know. It just seems like a, you know, you see them and they've lost 50, 60, 70 pounds. That, you know, especially in the limelight like they are. Yeah. If it makes them healthier. Cool. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since 1993. It's veterans, seniors, families, and business owners. And she does a great job at it. You know, with the inflation rates up, inflation rates down, where's my 401? Where's my retirement plan? Hey, you want somebody to take a look at it. Her financial management group is offering a free review and evaluation to businesses and individuals on what kind of, maybe the plan is great and what you're doing is super, and that's what they'll tell you. But maybe you need some tweaks, and they can help you out with that. Same as with your insurance. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give them a call, 530-221-0441. About 100 people remain unaccounted for in the aftermath of the flooding in Central Texas. They killed more than 130 people. Governor Abbott said 97 people were still listed as missing in the greater Kerrville area, down from 160 plus just days ago. And a large percentage of the unaccounted for were probably visiting the area. They said many tourists had come for Independence Day. Weekend fireworks and concert and historic flooding, of course, overwhelmed the banks of the Guadalupe River and hit the campgrounds all along there. So, I mean, there are families. You read that. Whole families were wiped out because they're out there camping. And so they're trying to keep, you know, identify them and then find them. And then they just had more rains, which caused the rescue or the recovery teams. I guess it's recovery teams now. To have to pull back and then just dump more water in the area. They're not giving up. They are still doing 24/7, recovery operations to save and protect lives. Well, I think that, now, like I said, it's way too bad. I mean, some of those children are still missing. Anyway, in Kerrville, the epicenter for the flooding, residents are determined to move forward in a spirit of unity and resilience. Parks Department said that they're going to have their weekly movies in the park will return July 18th. That's this Friday. So it was moved to a baseball field because of flooding issues. They're still having flooding down there. And they're expecting more heavy rain and flooding again today. And torrential rains in recent days have hampered recovery efforts. And flood watch remained in effect on the Tuesday afternoon. An additional 1 to 6 inches of rain was possible. It's just being unrelenting down there. Let me see. What was that other? Oh, inflation. Where did I? Inflation ticked higher this last month. And here's Trump is trying to get the Fed to cut the rates, but inflation increased. And it moved further away from the Federal Reserve's target rate. And they permit central bank policy makers prepare to meet later this month amid President Donald Trump's calls for interest rates. Said the CPI, that's Consumer Price Index, a broad measure of everyday goods like gasoline, groceries, and rent costs rose 0.3 in June compared with last month, which was, rose 0.3 in June compared with last month, however, 2.7 on an annual basis, slightly higher than the estimate of economists polled by the organization. Both marked accelerations from last month when the monthly increase was 0.1 and the annual figure was 2.4. So, so-called core prices, which include more volatile measurements of gasoline and food, go into this. So the inflation rate is not, it's dropped, but it's not where they want it to do, where it wanted to be. And it's going up, even though those numbers sound so small, it still is going up. I don't know. You can have negative inflation, I guess. But if you could just have zero inflation, where everything is staying the same and everything comes out, I mean, you're going to have some inflation. But, and then the drop in the interest rates, just a half a point, makes a huge difference. You'll see the market, which is really doing pretty well, go bonkers. So, okay, this last weekend, with everything that was going on, I mean everything that was going on, did you do anything special?
Baseball, Colt 45's baseball here on KCR.
Yeah, that's right. We got games this weekend, too.
Yep.
Hey, we're running out of season, my friends, and we've run out of tickets, too. But we're running out of the season. The last game is, what, the last weekend in July,
I think it's the first weekend in August. I'm going to check right now.
Okay, why don't you check, make sure. Because it's a great way to spend an evening or a weekend if you like to hit a doubleheader. And we have some games on Thursdays. We broadcast Fridays and Saturdays every week.
August 2nd is the last game.
Okay, August 2nd.
We have plenty of games that you can sponsor the games, and every time going into break, we will say your business name.
Plus, you get a buttload of commercials on the station.
And we do have tickets for our sponsors. Sue had another stack.
Oh, yeah, and for our sponsors. If that's the case, I may give away I'll give a couple of tickets away this week for the game. And like I said, and if it looks like I'm not going to – Linda and I are going to – and I'm not going to be there, you can sit in the box seats of KCNR.
A lot of it's like a home run derby. Like on June 25th, they scored 21 points.
21 runs?
Yeah, 21 runs.
Did they stop the game early?
Not on that one, but they did a different one. Yep.
Hey, our boys of summer can swing that hickory.
It's nice to hear that wooden bat, yeah.
Correct. It is. There's something about that. All my announcers showed up and everything. Otherwise, I was going to get in there and announce the game. I may still do that. as scary as that is. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials or you know, it's just been excessive delays. It's just not, you need help and you need help now. You probably need to give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168. Sometimes these things are drawn out, but you know, work injuries can be life changing. I mean, it could be to the point where you're going to need training in a different type job. If you can no longer lift 80 pounds or, you can't drive that heavy equipment like you did before because of an injury that occurred at work. Well, Patrick Gorman's up on all of that. He knows workers' comp law inside and out, and he is just, if he takes your case, he's going to fight for you, and you're never going to be sorry you called him at 530-262-2168 today. He's a good guy. Also, he's a straight shooter. And you can go to GormanLaw.com. And, or call him again at 530-262-2168. Okay, we'll be right back.
Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Gorman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan.
We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Tuesday, the meh day of the week. That's right. You'll be hearing this every so often, but Mondays are first day of the week. Gosh, we're all pumped up. Tuesday? I don't know. Tuesday is kind of like, it's a hard day. It's a tough day. Wednesday is hump day. Thursday, you're sliding into Friday. Friday, of course, is Freedom Day. But Tuesday, you still got 4 days. But we try to work with it. Okay. Let me jump into, remember, talk to, okay. Let's talk about 5 things to know today. Flash flooding, we've talked a little bit about that. And let me see where my computer just, I can't believe my computer does.
Inflation and the interest rate.
No, I know, but it's, you know, when I go to, where's my, it just disappears. It just disappears. So, we'll see. Okay, flash flooding. Millions in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. We talked about Texas. We all know about Texas. But in Northeast and Mid-Atlantic region also have flash flood warnings. This morning, slow-moving summer storms, they just keep dumping it. New Jersey, New York, Virginia, and Maryland, with more rain expected today. New York City experienced its second wettest hour on record after a little over 2 inches of rain fell between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Monday. And it went, the river kind of joined together and went into at least one Manhattan subway station, and several trains had to be suspended, delayed, or rerouted over this. In Pennsylvania, conducted at least 16 water rescues and reports of more than 5 feet of water in some homes when over 7 inches of rain went through. So, Texas isn't the only place. We could use, let's say we get, you know, half an inch or an inch over a day. We could do that. Health and Human Services. You are hereby notified that you are officially separated from HHS at the close of business on July 14th, 2025. Thank you for your service. Don't let the door kick you in the butt. That was a message thousands of federal employees at U.S. health agencies received when they were laid off by email on Monday. Although job cuts were originally announced on April, they were delayed due to a legal battle. However, on July 8th, the Supreme Court ruled that the Department of Health and Human Services may move forward with the terminations. A massive reduction in force stems from an executive order President Trump issued in February. Now, you know, big consternation, 80,000 VA employees were going to be laid off. And you think about 80,000. But when you've got over 400,000 employees, 80,000, you know, depending on who they are. I mean, if you're doing away with your frontline medical experts, and I got a story for that in the last segment. I don't usually share things about myself, but I did on something, and now here's the follow-up on it from the VA. But, and we'll get that after the break. But it turns out that they're not firing anybody. However, as people attrit via retirements, or, you know, they take other jobs or something, it's going to be like about 30,000, because they looked at what the mission they were doing, and they got a big budget this year on how do you take care of the veterans, and, you know, doctors, nurses, physical therapists, anybody, you know, for taking care of the veterans directly, the frontline guys, were not going to be cut. These were all like contractors and stuff. These were the people that were hired during the COVID, remember all the people that the government, Biden, hired when COVID was going on and people were out of work. So they hired literally tens of thousands of people to go work for the government. So in this case, many of these positions were made during that time frame. So they are eliminating positions, or they're having people take over positions, you know, and double up like we do here. You do engineering and you do production. So, and then you run down to the You went down to the tower and reset all the modems down there.
Social media.
Social media. Yeah, see, everybody does two or three jobs here. Anyway, and then the Department of Education looks like it's on its final legs. And they said they can move forward with that. So, you know, the Department of Education was put together by Carter and back in the late 70s. And we never had one before. And, you know, frankly, I understand what Trump's saying. You know, I look at the Department of Education and the billions of dollars it costs to run it and think, well, we had better test scores. We had, you know, maybe a better level of education back then. Now so many things have changed. So it's hard to compare that. But you can say is the billions it cost to run this place, just the overhead, if you need to push that back down. I mean, the schools still get their money. They can get their money, you know, through other agencies in the government that can push the money down because, you know, feds support so many programs, as we just saw, where one program out here was suspended, not because it was, you know, after school programs, not because it was not working. It was because the funds had been frozen, at least temporarily. So we'll see what happens with that.
So that's not just the, they don't like education, so they're getting rid of it. It's pushing it down to the states.
They're pushing it down to the states.
Okay.
Which is, you know, you got to think maybe that's the right way to do it because obviously things we're doing aren't working. You've still got kids graduating from school that can't read to the sixth grade level. There's something wrong there that they've been pushed along. Or, you know, and then you get into schools that are in such disrepair. Yeah, you know, right here in California, when you get into the inner cities in California, I mean, it's literally leaks, you know, mold, all of this stuff at these schools that are still open. To me, a better use of funding, that COVID funding or stuff, and or even shifting in your budget from that high speed train to nowhere is maybe how about we refurbish these schools? How about we, that we help our students because there's the future. They've got to be able to read and write and do sums and, you know, arithmetic, math. Do they have to do calculus? No, but they've got to be able to do checkbooks and be able to take care of themselves out there. And I'm not casting stones up here in Shasta County. However, everything I read about Southern California and a lot of their schools in the cities is just, it's just horrendous. Those kids are there and not receiving the education they have. So, does doing away with the Department of Education help? I don't know. But it's like they, you know, it's like the English say, cup of tea. Well, how's that going to help? Oh, I'm not sure, but it can't hurt. Anyway. A lawsuit filed in a federal court on Monday is the latest clash between more than 20 Democrat-led states and the federal government. The case involves the Trump administration's decision, talking about education, to pause or claw back critical funds for educational services. The states are asking the court to lift the administration's freeze on nearly $7 billion that Congress allocated for initiatives, including the after-school and summer programs, what we were just talking about. Supporting the hiring and retention of teachers in low-income areas, which we were just talking about, and helping immigrant students attain English proficiency. The Department of Education has withheld disbursement pending review of how consistent these programs are and how much they're working. Estimated 14.3 million children remain completely unvaccinated, most of whom live in West Virginia. A new report issued by the World Health Organization. Although that figure is down by 171,000 since 2023, a lot of kids don't have vaccinations. Okay. When President Trump threatening to increase tariffs on two of America's largest trading partners, consumers should prepare to pay more for certain products. 30% levies on the European Union and Mexico starting on August 1st, unless they make trade deals with the U.S. Although some businesses may absorb the tax themselves, others will have to pass it on. Tomatoes. I just heard a story today from Sue on tomatoes. Did you hear that? Where they were dumping the tomatoes on the American market.
Yep.
And, you know, you can't just dump this stuff on there and drop the prices and put our tomato producers, our tomato farmers out of business because you've got so many and then you just drop the price to what nobody can compete with. It's dumping it. Okay. Let's take a quick break and we come back. I want to just share some stuff at the that happened at the VA. And the reason I do this is people are so concerned about the care that veterans get, and God bless you for that. But other veterans and myself, we're really concerned too. Because, you know, for a time there, you really were concerned about the level of care, and not just at the clinic, but on up the line there, when it came to getting all the paperwork done to get yourself, maybe you're going out to see a specialist or these things. And there was a lot of consternation there. And my experiences are with their local VA. And I am going to talk about that as soon as we get back from these messages.
The first thing you learn is grieving and loss. You can't return to the safe place you lost from your mother's womb. Into the chaos and the cold hospital room. When you're a child, they say you follow the rules. And they send you to church and they drop you at school. And your little heart breaks as you're watching.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Butt. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios here in downtown Redding. And this portion of the show brought to you by REU. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. You know, I don't like talking about myself, especially when it comes to injuries or things like that. I mean, I never do. And in fact, if Linda shares something, she and I, we have words about that. But for some reason, after, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I told people about finding a spot on my ear, and that I went in and had it checked. Well, they took a punch biopsy and sent it down to UC Davis. And it came back, the first one came back saying it wasn't malignant. But then they wanted to take that whole spot out. Well, went back in again. And they cut a piece out of my ear, about the size of a dime, maybe a little bit smaller than a dime, and sent that off. And then they did a treatment with a placenta, and there's another name after, but it's a placenta. And it looks like a little, if you've ever seen those licorice breath strips, you know, about that thin, about that size. They put it on there, and it helps promote growth and healing and blood flow and all these things. They're like $1,200 a pop, though, for this little piece of paper thin stuff. So I went back the second week. And on the second week, they got the, I got a call last week. And they said, when they did the, took a look at the whole piece of flesh that had been taken out there, that it was malignant. And that, but it was a stage zero in situ is what it's called. You can look it up. Cause I sure did. And what it means is that the cancerous cells have not penetrated down in. But with that, they have these requirements, like they have to take a larger piece around the original spot to ensure that, you know, they get everything. So I went back down to the VA yesterday. And, you know, I mean, okay. So the first spot was kind of, you know, size of a dime. How big was this one going to be? Is this going to be like a quarter? Picture a quarter of your ear being, you know, something the size of your quarter of a quarter in your ear being taken out. But I came, you know, I have come to terms with being injured in this in my life because I've been injured a lot. And I've gone through things where I never thought I was going to be alive in the next, well, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 30 seconds. So I figured, I'm kind of fatalistic about it. I just kind of, okay. Well, Dr. Bergstrom is down at the VA. And I can just say is that when they found it, I've been working with Dr. Bergstrom, who is a ear, nose, and throat guy right here in Redding. Has been just magnificent in the way he's handled it, and Terry is nurse. So yesterday I go in there, and yep, they're going to take this out. And when they pulled the bandage off, in those 2 weeks, going on three, that they were using that placenta thing, that hole in my ear had almost healed and filled in. Can you imagine that? I find that just remarkable. Anyway, he said, look, he used the word disfigured a few times, and I went, it's Denier. It's Denier. You're not like, it's not like some of the people I know and people I know and love. They have lost limbs and those kind of things. This is part of your ear, okay. And I can't see it anyway unless it's in a mirror. So, it's, you know, it'd be you, Davey, that would look at it and go, ugh.
But no joking aside, I mean, no joking here. I thought you were doing it in solidarity with President Trump getting
shot
in the air.
Well, it kind of looks like it. It kind of looks like it. And I was going to.
There are people who are wearing the bandage in solidarity. Well, and it was the 1 year anniversary.
Well, no, so. And it is 1 year. And people
that
will
was
probably,
my first thought.
People will look at that probably, except it's wrong, you know, it's the other side. Okay. Anyway, make a long story short, it's too late for that. Went in yesterday and he says, look, I won't know exactly what I'm going to do till I get into this. And so they went in and I was on the table for an hour. And you know, you can feel them, really it's all numbed up, but you can feel the tugs and the cuts and the snipping. And then you smell the cauter, you know, when they cauterize it, you know, for the blood, you can smell your flesh burning. But when he finished, Linda's got a picture of my ear. This guy did magnificent work. Bergstrom, Dr. Bergstrom. Magnificent work. And my ear, I haven't seen it yet, but it's got a small bandage on it. It's been stitched up. The nurse volunteered. She's off next week. She's going to come back in so she can remove the stitches. But he just did, I don't know, not miracle stuff, but he did just put it back together so it looks like an ear instead of a taco on the side of your head. What I'm getting at is this. Our VA clinic here, and I've heard stories from other people, they're just, you know, it's the same kind of treatment. You get, you know, this is just first-class treatment that we have at our VA clinic. You know, God bless Senator Johanneson for, you know, pushing on this and providing the property and the land for it and all that. But, the fact is that we are blessed and we have so many veterans up here in Shasta and Tehama counties that this clinic is here for us. Where you can walk in, you get seen immediately, you get set up immediately, and they do, and this, you know, it's minor surgery, but it was major to me. So, if you see me, I'm not going to tell you which year it is. But, like I said, I don't share these things. But I just wanted people to know the level of care that we get at our VA clinic here. And my friends who are veterans who have not signed up at the clinic, you're foolish. You're too smart for that. Go down there and sign up. I talked to a young man the other day. He's got something that he got during when he was on active duty 20 years ago that bothers him, that had an impact on his life. And I said, well, why aren't you having that treated? Well, you know, I just haven't gone to the VA. You know, I'm calling him today after the show. And I'm going to call him and say, hey, did you go down there to the VSO? Did you go down to the VSO, get yourself, you know, the paperwork, and then go over to the clinic? Because you're silly if you don't. Because, yeah, right now you're big and strong and young. Give yourself 20 years. Have somebody be in the system. Be in the system, my friends. They are going to take care of you. And I can't say about every clinic. I can't say every doctor. But the ones that I've experienced here over the last 17 years, so I can talk about it for 17 years, has just been, it's been everything you could possibly want. I encourage you, if you're a veteran, to get into the system. You can start down at the Veterans Services Officer with Troy and his people. You just go out to the VA and just sign up. Just take your DD-214. Get yourself in the system. All right, enough of that. And it's personal testimony, but I want our veterans and by the way, families of veterans, push them into it. Because there's so many things available to our veterans at that clinic, but you gotta get in the system. Okay, hey, we're going to break from the news. When we come back, we've got Andy Salzfink, who is the airport manager, and I have got 1,000 questions for him when he comes in right after the news.
Hey, buddy.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. An Israeli ultra-Orthodox party leaving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition government. The party, United Torah Judaism, cites a number of disagreements over a measure granting military draft exemptions for religious students. Israel, meanwhile, carrying out a major airstrike inside Syria earlier today to protect its Druze allies from an attack by Syrian tanks. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren.
Israel has what we call a blood kinship between the state and Druze people, between the Jews and the Druze. And when Druze countrymen, when their relatives are under threat in Syria, Israel comes to their aid.
And Dr. Oren says it's a very close kinship.
And the Druze live in Israel, they live in Syria, in Lebanon, and in Jordan. And in Israel, they are intensely loyal to this country. They serve in the army. My own commander, several of my commanders were Druze, very, very fine soldiers.
Also, at townhall.com, NVIDIA is getting approval to sell AI chips to China. Here's correspondent Charles De La Desma.
NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang says the technology giant has won approval from the Trump administration to sell its advanced H20 computer chips used for artificial intelligence to China. The company shared the news in a blog late on Monday, and Huang also spoke about it on China's state-run CGTN television network. The White House announced in April that it would restrict sales of NVIDIA's H20 chips. I'm Charles De La Desma.
John MacArthur, pastor of Grace Community Church, Sun Valley, California, has died after a battle with pneumonia. He was 86 and a longtime valued member of the Salem Radio Network family. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You work hard, you build wisely, your home has become one of your greatest assets. If you're staying put this summer, this might be the perfect time to put that equity to work. Whether it's funding a second home, helping your kids get their start, or simply creating more margin in your financial life, Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans are the only ones I trust to guide you through it. They've done loans for my family. They tailor every loan to fit your goals. Fellowship is a direct lender and operates with your best interest in mind. If you're looking to access your equity through a refi or exploring a HELOC for some cash this summer for a second property or maybe tackle those updates you've been putting off, start with people you trust, people I trust. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453, Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
India's aviation regulator ordering airlines to inspect fuel control switches on certain Boeing models. This follows the preliminary report on last month's Air India crash that killed 260 people. The plane went down shortly after takeoff, revealing both engines lost fuel due to flipped switches, without saying how this could have happened during the flight. It also notes a 2018 U.S. advisory urging inspections of those switches. The directive says airlines must complete inspections and report findings by July 21st. Air India has since conducted deeper checks on its entire Boeing 787 fleet. Key changes on the way in Great Britain. UK Treasury Chief Rachel Reeves announcing plans that would cut regulations for most banks and financial firms in the region. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, there's a brand new way to prevent your pup from getting fleas. Here's correspondent Tayshia Stevens.
The FDA approves the first ever once-a-year flea treatment for dogs. The Bravecto Quantum shot has been approved for dogs and puppies 6 months and older. The vaccination is an alternative to treatments that need to be given every month. The shot does come with a warning. It may cause neurological damage and seizures in some dogs.
Big night coming up for Major League Baseball. The boys this summer will be at the All-Star Game tonight as the very best from the American League tangle with the very best from the National League. Game will be played in Atlanta, so the senior circuit, that's the National League, will be the home team. Sox this hour, Dow Industrials off 296 points. NASDAQ is ahead 93 this hour. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Tuesday, the 15th of July, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, Linda's on assignment today. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. Goes into our phone bank of, what, hundreds of phones. Did we add another 25, 30 phones this last week?
Yeah.
Something like that. So if you hear a lot of ringing, sometimes it is so loud from so many phones, it just makes the producer crazy.
Yeah, if you hear a lot of hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. So... National I Love My Horse Day.
And it's also National Pet Fire Safety Day.
Ooh. So do we need that?
Yeah. Keep your pets safe, too.
Have your go bag for your pets. You know, what I don't, and people do it, and I'm not slamming people, but when you get a horse, first thing we did after we got the horse was we got a trailer to be able to move that horse, especially out here in fire country, because we've known people that have horse or horses, but no trailer. And here come the fires and they're trying to vacuum. And now you've got to rely on other people who are trying to move their horses out of the area. Or there's other agencies around here that's what they do. They'll run out with trailers and help as much as they can. But in that fire from, last year, I think it was last year. But
I remember.
It was the Matton fire. And it was kind of heading to where we have our horse. And there's 18 horses on the property. And so what several of us did, we just picked up the horses and moved them down to the Reading Rodeo grounds. And the Reading Rodeo Association put people down there 24 hours a day to make sure that they had water and you know, you had to bring your own hay in. But one of the local feed companies brought in a load of hay to help out. And they had not just horses, but they had goats, llamas, mules, donkeys. They had the whole menagerie there. But it was, you know, at the Reading Rodeo grounds. And thank God it didn't hit the stables, and we were, after a couple of days, be able to move her back out. So, but you kind of need a trailer. I mean, I was prepared to start moving horses. You know, Casey just had to give me a call, and we'd see how many horses we could get out of there if we had to. But I'm not even sure how. Oh, because I love prepare for fire. So make sure your pets have go bags too, if they have meds and those kind of things. All right. Hey, today it's going to be a widespread haze. Are you kidding? The air out there is unhealthy. Unhealthy. And it's hazardous if you're in Bella Vista. So my friends, just be careful out there. Now we're starting to see people wearing masks again. I saw somebody wearing a mask in their car and I thought, wow, you, and then I thought about it and I went, I understand. You know, if you've got allergies or, you've got lung issues, you don't want to be out there in this. I mean, it's like driving through a fog sometimes when you're heading out that direction. Okay, it's going to be, we're out of triple digits for the foreseeable future, at least through next Monday. Today, 99, and then it starts dropping after that, you know, but it's going to be the high 90s, my friends, in the high 60s, low 70s at night. Doesn't look like we have bad winds coming, thank goodness, so we can help fight the green fire there, which is 5% contained in over 12,000 acres, and that's helping with this hazardous air we're having around here. Now, your weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta gas propane out of Anderson, a family-owned, family-run business, locally-owned, locally-operated, veteran-owned business that has discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They truly treat their customers very well. Shasta Gas Propane has won awards for hiring veterans. Yeah, state-level awards for hiring veterans. They're a local group, and they're just really good people, the Kenny family. Now, I'm here with Redding Regional Airport's newest manager, Andy Solzvig. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, KCNR listeners.
Yeah, you know what? I could tell when you walked in, it's going to be a good interview. This guy walks in, you know, he's got his checkered shirt on. He's just kind of laid back, and he's smiling when he walks through the door. You don't know how many times people walk through the door, and mainly if they're politicians, they're not smiling. But we just had Steve Bate on and talked about a lot of the things. In fact, Brian, if you're listening, the question you had about the water heaters needing a $155 permit. Steve reached out yesterday and told me, hey, look, we're still working on this. He's got somebody assigned to it. So you might get all the information so we can talk about it.
Well, Steve is my boss.
Well, seems like a good guy.
He really is. And you know what? I really enjoy working for him.
He's a local boy. I mean, he is really a local boy
from around here.
Around
the whole time.
Yeah. Andrew, tell us a little bit about you, though. Local boy? Probably not.
I am not a local boy. I grew up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in fact. So
Minnesota.
Born and raised Minneapolis and decided.
You know where Bemidji is?
I sure do. I've been there.
Bemidji is supposed, at times, is the coldest place in the United States.
Well, I think Grand Forks is pretty close to
that. Is it Grand Forks?
I don't know. It's the same area.
And there's a Bemidji College University in Bemidji?
There's a college.
Okay. Two of my friends, officers in the Marine Corps, went to that school together and didn't know each other. And when they came into the Marine Corps, they met and they found out that they were both, and Bemidji is not what I call a large university, that they both went there at the same time. And that's, we'd hear too much about Bemidji, but they'd all talk about how cold it was.
It's significantly cold. I like to say, having lived so many years in Minnesota and North Dakota, I'm cryogenically frozen. That's why I look younger than my age.
I have your age right here. No, and you do look younger than your age. Okay, so you grew up in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Then went to school there? Or
yeah, went to high school and everything. Decided I wanted to get into aviation.
At a young age?
I'd say high school. It was probably sophomore, junior year.
Okay.
I was like, I wanted to be a pilot. And so I checked out some universities that have aviation schools, decided on University of North Dakota, which is in Grand Forks, and that's why I'm very familiar with that weather.
Yeah. Okay, the only thing between the North Pole and Grand Forks, North Dakota, is a barbed wire fence.
That's about right.
A barbed wire fence.
I will tell you, Grand Forks is cold as or colder than Fairbanks, Alaska.
Oh, well, I can believe that.
Just that. That cold that comes from Canada, right over that area.
Is there an Air Force base around there someplace?
That is in Minot, North Dakota.
Minot.
That's really interesting because I worked in Minot. I was the airport director there for over 7 years.
You were the what?
Airport director there.
Oh,
that was my
first
airport director gig.
Well, somebody gave us a class on Minot and what's there.
I'm so happy you know how to say it, pronounce that.
Yeah, well,
it's Minot.
Yeah, so it's, and they gave us a class, and I swear half the slides were snow.
Sure.
Yeah, this was in June. It's like 3 feet of snow. Wait, what? I mean, that is some cold weather there. I'm smiling because I don't have to be there. Okay, so you knew in high school you wanted to do it. So you went to the University of...
I went to University of North Dakota. Okay.
Because they have an aviation program.
They have a great aviation program.
Okay.
Yeah, tied up with a lot of variety of things. And so...
You learned to fly in this also as
I did.
Part of
as
it?
A part of my degree, I had to get my pilot license.
Okay.
So I got my private pilot license by my sophomore year. I was going through the other classes because it's a liberal arts college.
Uh-huh.
So I realized, though, early on, once I finished my private, I was like, I enjoy flying, but I just could not see myself doing it every day.
Okay.
And I took an airport management elective and realized, I was like, I like business. I like aviation. This is a great combination. I'm going to get into airport administration. And that's how it started.
Okay. And when, approximately, when was that?
So that was in the mid to late 90s.
Okay. All right. And then, so what does, I tell you what, we're going to talk about what an airport manager does when we get back from this break.
That's a long list.
It's a long list. I'm sure it is. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's a great time to find or start a career at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have a plethora of openings and opportunities available right now for a variety of backgrounds and experience levels, part-time and full-time positions, competitive benefits for both full-time and part-time, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. And if you're interested in this, Shasta Regional has got some great people there. I can say great things about them. They are on the cutting edge of technology, and many of the procedures they do there that used to have to go down to Sacramento or UC Davis. Well, they can do them right there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. For if you're interested in working there, go to ShastaRegional.com and click careers in the main menu. And we'll be right back with Reading Airport Manager Andy Solsik.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical, Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Botts. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment, 8:20 in the morning. It's about 76 out there, going up to 99 today. We're out of the triple digits, it looks like, for the next, till at least next Tuesday. But it's still going to be warm enough. But the real thing out there is that hazardous air quality because of the green fire, which is over 12,000 acres now. If you're out there in, Bella Vista and along those areas, it's actually hazardous. So if you've got any type of lung issues or nasal issues, you may want to stay inside. You're starting to see people wear masks around, and there's a reason for that, and it ain't COVID. So, but we're here with Andy Solzvik, who is the new airport manager. I say new. He's been here for a year.
I've been here since September. Coming on 10 months.
10 months, okay. And I apologize in front of everybody for not having you on earlier, but now you know, it's probably better now you've got your feet on the ground.
Yeah, I feel more settled in and know what's going on with work, and now I can talk about fun stuff.
And so you've got a pretty extensive background at different airports, and one of the things we talked about during the break was I was totally surprised by the number of airports there are in the United States. You know, how many are there?
Well, roughly, I mean, I want to say between 350 to 400. I mean, that probably doesn't even include all the tiny ones.
Not the tiny ones.
Commercial, but you're talking at least 300. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, it does make it a small industry when you think about it. Think about 300 airports, and if there's only 300 airport directors, that limits it. So,
yeah, it sure does.
And then you have staff, of course, at those different airports.
Right. But I thought there'd be more, but then you think about it, you know, commercial airport's a pretty big undertaking, and you think of, you know, Reading, which we have ours, but it's, I guess we have the same problems and the same things that larger airports have, you know, the big ones.
In different ways.
Maybe different levels. Okay, so when you walked in, what'd you think? I mean, obviously you researched it, but what did you think on your first week on the ground here?
Oh, it was great, honestly. Mm-hmm. I have such a good staff. They are capable, competent staff. They have told me we are a small but mighty crew, and I like that phrase because we do get a lot done. They are able to take care of things where I can just really manage rather than doing a lot of the work. I mean, we do our fair share part.
Sure, of course. But we pay you to manage, not to carry a rifle.
Right.
If that makes sense.
That makes sense. And so, you know, there's a lot of meetings I have to go to, and it's just coordinating, just a lot of communication. So the workload is tremendous right now, especially with all the projects that we have coming up. We have a lot of other developments going on, and then it's just constant. So,
well, let's talk about the big one here that's coming up, and that's shutting down.
Right. Shutting down the runway.
Yeah, good job, Ian. You walk in and shut down the airport. Yeah. No.
I like to say I walked in and then we announced Denver service, but
okay.
That was a lot of work before me.
Yeah, we'll get to that too, but can you explain to everybody why we're having to shut down the Reading Airport?
Well, the runway is really just at its useful life. It was installed around 2001, and so we're looking at 24 years, and there's what's called undulation. So it's these like little wavy patterns that are happening in the asphalt itself, and now it is longitudinal. So it's not impacting aircraft wheels when they're landing because it's going with the direction that they're flowing. However, it is enough to cause a potential safety concern, especially if we wait a while. So this is just something we need to take care of. We're going to do a mill and fill, which is taking off about 4 to 5 inches of the top layer. We've already tested sub bases. Those look good.
Okay.
So we're just going to take the top off, replace it with new, and call it good. But it takes about a month to do it.
I guess so.
It's a lot of pavement.
And the asphalt's got to be do you use asphalt?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yeah, it is asphalt. We don't have a concrete runway. But along with this project, I want to mention we also are making improvements on the safety areas. We're replacing the runway lights with new LED lights, which will save energy. And replacing all of the signage on the entire airfield.
Okay.
So that's pretty significant.
Well, LED lights, of course, are much brighter, too.
Yeah, they'll last longer, the brighter, they use less energy.
Okay, so they're going to scrape off like 4 or 5 inches of the surface, and then the asphalt they lay on. Now, people, if you haven't worked in the asphalt industry or had to haul it, this stuff's got to arrive at the right temperature and the right asphalt, because there's different types of asphalt.
I've never learned more about asphalt and concrete in my life than I have working at an airport.
I've never learned so much about dirt as I did since I joined the Reading Rodeo Association.
Sure.
About dirt. And, I can imagine you have. So it's it has to be a certain level of asphalt, and it has to arrive at the right temperature.
Right.
And
they're going to be working. I mean, the crews are going to be working roughly 20 hours a day.
Okay.
Or 6 days a week.
All right. So, and it's going to, once you have shut down, you got to shut down everything, scrape, reseal, mm-hmm. and then also be changing the lights out. That can be done concurrently, of course, is
correct.
Everything.
Yeah,
or can it be?
No, they will be. There are different subcontractors that can handle that. So.
Yeah, but the lights on the runway are to the side.
Right.
Exactly. Okay, so they could be working.
So.
Or I thought something went down the middle.
We will find out more of those details. We have our pre-construction meeting at the end of the month.
Okay.
And then I'll know specifically how that's going to work.
They're
going to start on both ends of the runway and work toward the middle.
Oh, that's cool.
And, two different
crews. Let's hope they meet.
They're going to have to. So.
Uh-oh, we're a foot off. I'm sorry. That's not funny. Okay, so it's going to take a month. Now, what happens to all the flights?
Because we cannot use the main runway, any large aircraft or commercial airlines are going to – we had to ask them to put a pause on their schedule.
Okay. But they're used to this, I imagine.
This is not the first time they've dealt with this, nor the second time. So they understand that these projects need to happen, and they're accommodating, and will return those flights as soon as possible, right when it's completed.
I'm sure that they'd rather do that than risk blowing a tire and, and sliding down the runway.
Well, it's dangerous, yeah. Right, yeah. And, they can redirect people to different airports, which is what will happen.
Okay, what about our firefighting units out there?
I just met with them last Saturday.
Right.
Just happened to go.
Because we put big planes in there.
We do. We have a great crew here with Forest Service and Cal Fire. We have nice equipment that does the retardant.
Yeah.
The red stuff that you see coming out of the airplanes. They have a great facility here, and they are active. I know there were some questions recently about why weren't they flying like last week for a few days or whatever it was. And the reason is the large fire that's near Lake Shasta.
Yeah, green fire.
Yeah, the waterways and the water that's associated with it, they don't want to pour down that kind of chemical so that it enters the waterways.
Okay.
Because of what's in the retardant.
Oh, yeah.
And that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, that was a lawsuit last year, I think, that they were trying to stop using the retardant. And the judge, after listening to both sides, says, the cost of lives and the cost of what would be lost if we did that would be astronomical. So he allowed that retardant, but part of the rules is they can't, not supposed to, dump near a waterway.
Sure.
So I can understand
that. So that's why we have the helicopters. Now what was interesting is we have two large, what they call super scoopers that came from Alaska.
Yeah.
They are going to be based in Chico.
Okay.
They started using them, I believe, yesterday, today.
Yeah, they come in. They're huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
So they're excited about having that as a resource, and hopefully that will help put this thing out.
Okay, so when the runway is up and running, as it has been, is the Reading Airport is kind of like the place where they do put the firefighting planes and helicopters at?
Well, yeah, we have a very specific base. I mean, there's bases kind of throughout, especially the Sacramento Valley. They're up and down, paying attention to what's going on. So ours, was just built 2 years ago.
Yeah.
With all the new facilities.
Okay.
And that was phase one, and then there'll be an upcoming phase two. I'm not sure when that will get started, but they do have more plans.
All right. I'm here with Andy Solzvig, who is the Reading's airport manager and has been here since last September. He's got a long and
I say long, but he's got a lot of experience he brought in here with us, to us, and the things are going on. We're going to take a quick break in this portion of this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Bathins Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Motors. Founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. Only place I've had my haircut since I moved here in 07, and never had a bad haircut there. I can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478 and roll in, get my haircut, roll out, or I can get there early. Catch up on my National Geographic and Car and Track. Hang around, see what's going on, and then take off. If they've got an opening, you can just drop in and get a haircut. It's a great place, and it's man's last stronghold, my friends. It's not a hair salon. It's a barber shop. We'll be right back with the Reading Airport Manager.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, Redding, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. 3 locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the 3rd generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Hey, good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio on Tuesday. Even though now this Tuesday is popping now.
Good morning, everybody. Today, the 15th of July, 8:34 in the morning, 77 degrees. What's going on? Oh, my producer was coming in and fixing things here. Going to go up to 99 today. But we're here with Andy Solzvik, who is the Reading Airport Manager. And we talked about the big project now facing us is the runway. 30 days, they have to strip off like 5 inches of the asphalt. And then, and since the base is still good, recover it with 5 inches of asphalt, which in itself is a whole show of asphalt, talking about asphalt.
Yeah, he equated it to 6.5 miles of highway.
Oh, is
like
that
two lane highway? That's about what it equates to. Now, and
for
another
the
question
for the amount of asphalt,
roughly, like yeah. We're to replace all yeah. of it, right? And the other question I get a lot is, well, are we expanding the runway? We are not expanding. We're doing same for same.
Okay.
So we are having the existing length, and it works for our needs at this time.
What's the biggest plane we can put in there?
We could do 737, maybe even up to a 767.
Okay, right. That'd be tight so. Though.
It's a 7,000-foot runway, and, it would be tight, but we can handle it. Now, I know people have said, well, the president's plane has been here, the 747. That is allowable weight condition, and you have to have a waiver to do that, but it is possible.
It's right. He did fly in back in, must have been, what, 2016, something around there,
okay.
His first term. Oh, yeah, the whole airport was filled up with people. And a lot of, you know, I saw people there would never support Trump. But they were there because, hey, this is kind of cool. 747 flies in, and here it goes.
That would be awesome to see, no question.
It was really cool. However, you know, that I don't know how many people lost their pocket knives that day. Duh. Including me. Okay, the runway is not going to be expanded, but it's going to be recovered, and this has got to be done. Then as soon as that's finished, the airlines can start coming back in today.
Right.
Let's talk about air service. Big kudos to our EDC, the city, and the airport manager for Denver.
Right. Denver is such a great flight to have. And I just received word from United yesterday that flight is doing very well. The demand is there. I'll give kudos to all the folks that worked before me in making that happen because it does take years of effort, really, to work with an airline and trying to get an air service, especially when you have minimum revenue guarantees, the support of the community to help that funding source.
Sure.
So it's pretty significant and very important, and we appreciate that. And so what we're looking at moving ahead, we have a great air service team with Rebecca with Air Economic Development Corporation and then our consultant with Mead & Hunt. And looking forward of what are the next opportunities. And what we see based on travel trends and whatnot, where people are going, San Diego's high on our radar. We know Las Vegas would be popular. There's interest in maybe additional flights to Seattle. I know Portland has been a question. Portland's not high on our list for people actually traveling to, but we're going to take a look at that. And so we do talk to the airlines every couple two or three times a year to pitch our ideas of saying this is why we think this is strong, and then they evaluate with their own numbers and data and then make a determination. So what I feel is we probably won't see anything addition. The airlines want to see how the economy plays out the rest of this year.
Yeah.
They want to see how Denver's going to do, and then maybe we'll see something in 2026.
Well, Denver was huge. I mean, you know, I've been through Denver. In fact, I was in Denver when they were – it just were starting that new luggage system. And if you remember, I don't know if you remember
that. Oh, sure.
Started that was a mini disaster the first few days because it was routing bags all over this huge airport. And so it was like, whoa, where'd that go?
Yeah, that was a huge project for them.
Yeah, it was, but Denver's, you know, now doesn't seem to be any problems. Been Phoenix, Sky Harbor down in Atlanta, Chicago, New York, you know, the big ones like that. One of the best things about our airport in Reading is not huge. And you can get on the plane, you can get off the plane, you can even see your luggage coming in.
Right.
You know, so, I know it made it. Okay, it's over here, over here. Do you need some help offloading? Oh, that's okay, Carl, we got it. All right. And it's such a benefit for us not having to go to Sacramento. At one point, going to Sacramento made sense. Now, with the cost of keeping your car there, or, you know, and maybe having to spend the night, and then coming back and getting your vehicle and coming back up, flying out of Redding just makes so much sense.
It really does. And the message I have here for you to consider is time and convenience. Time being our precious asset. When you're spending 2 hours to go each way to another airport, and, you know, when we look at here, you can park right up front or get dropped off, which saves also funding if you don't want to pay for parking.
Well, how much is parking there now? It used to be free.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was. What we need to understand is airports are an enterprise fund. It does operate as a business. We need to bring in revenues to help support our operating costs on an annual basis. And parking is typically one of those things that we need to collect. And so we need to look at all of those different venues of where we can get revenues from and support the, you know, how to manage and operate the airport, because there are a lot of maintenance expenses. We do a lot of maintenance things that people probably wouldn't even know. But anyway, back to the convenience of the terminal. Parking is there. It was $10. Now, I do want to say we are increasing to $12 a day.
A day?
Yes. So for short term, it will be $12 a day. And long term will be 24. But anyway, we just made those changes based on the new budget with the city.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll be seeing some signage out there for that coming here very soon. And then why is that? Why are we doing that? Well, we're also repaving the parking lot. So while this runway is shut down, we are going to be resurfacing the employee, public, and car rental parking lots. And we just got to pay for that over the next 10 years.
That makes sense, because we shut down, this would be a good time to do it.
Right.
What about economic development, Andy, around the airport? We've got, what is that? It's one of the big delivery.
There's Stillwater area. It's not on airport property.
But right there on airport property, isn't there a distribution center right there for one of the big packing, UPS or something?
Well, we have FedEx. We do have FedEx on the ground, and they're right next, just south of the terminal, in fact.
Right.
But we do have a lot of developable land that's right in front. And so we're going to work with our Economic Development Corporation and just other areas to figure out what makes sense long-term for development in there. Mm-hmm. And we can get those leases and get more revenue.
Speaking of leases, you've got lots of leases out there.
We do. Over 100 at least.
Really?
I wouldn't have thought that. Probably 200.
200.
All the different hangars at both Redding Airport and Benton Airport.
Yeah.
We have about 100 just at Benton alone.
And 100 what? Leases.
Leases or licenses.
And it's more than the cafe and the two hangars out there, or one hangar, whatever the hangars it has.
So we deal with lease agreements constantly.
So what are some of the lease agreements? Say at our regional airport.
We have long-term lease agreements with our fixed-base operators, Air Shasta and Redding Jet Center, or SPI, for example. They built their own hangars, but they have a ground lease. And then there's a bunch.
Is that Sierra Pacific? SPI. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
They are a great customer of ours, and we appreciate them. So then you have anywhere between FedEx to Reach, which is the helicopters. We have such a variety of things.
And then the pilot school.
Right. IASCO.
IASCO, is that still going there?
It is still going. They do a lot of training all the time. They haven't been so much because of the smoke lately, but they're out there.
Yeah, okay. So. And then the Benton Air Park has like 100 leases.
Right. So all those different hangars that are very dated. We know that we have some maintenance issues at Benton. We realize that. And it's a matter of, you know, pavement's not cheap. And to be able to redo it from, you know, sub-base up, that's a lot of money.
Is that asphalt, too?
It is asphalt. Okay. And it's portions of it are crumbling on the airfield, and we know that's a problem.
I hope it's at the end of the airfield and not in the middle.
No, it's definitely not on the runway. The runway is pretty new, and so are the taxiways.
Okay.
But it's sort of where the hangars are located. Right.
I'm very familiar with Benton because Benton Dog Park.
Sure.
And we sit there and we watch planes. It's not like you're watching a plane take off every 30 seconds there. However, we'll see helicopters parked there from the air crews, from the firefighting crews. I know the state or California Highway Patrol is based out of there. And of course, they got the diner, the new diner. For a while, there was no manager. It's kind of, I guess he did, there was, do they have an airport manager? Like he'd be your assistant
so
or something?
Technically, I'm the airport manager. What they have there is a fixed-based operator who provides the fueling service and the maintenance for aircraft. And that's Cardan Services. They do a great job. They're also in Red Bluff, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so we appreciate their business. They came in and bid on it. And he says he stays busy. So that's great news.
Yeah, it is.
We definitely want somebody
out
there.
Because the last guy just kind of walked away. And
so I heard. Yeah, I don't know the reason why, but...
No, neither do I, but I know people that fly out of there.
Right.
And he just kind of, when he walked away, then who does the fueling, who does this, who does that?
And there is a restaurant there. I suggest checking it out.
It's the Golden Fang.
It is a Golden Fang. Yeah. I had a burger there. It was delicious.
I heard, you know, this guy fixes new recipes and new menus all the time. So there I am there with the dog. So I guess we should just drop over there somewhere.
I'm glad. Yeah. Just go check it out. Support local business and help them out.
We have to take a break, but one of the best airport restaurants in the country is right there at Reading.
It is. Peter Chew's.
Peter Chew's. And it made the list.
It is.
It's a great place to eat. Okay. I'm here with Andy Solzvig, who is the Reading airport manager. When we come back, we're going to talk about some projects that are going on and what he sees as the airport manager in the future. We'll be right back.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed and Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Pot. Today's Tuesday. See, tomorrow the Sheriff's Office is going to be with us, maybe Sheriff Johnson. And then Korean Vets. Thursday we're going to have Simpson on talking about their new programs they have going. And Friday will be House of Realty with the latest on what's happening in real estate, prices and availability here in town. But today we have Andy Solzig, who is the Reading Airport Manager, and I'm really happy you're here, Andy. Okay, so a lot of this stuff was set in motion before you got here.
Right.
So now, what are you looking at, say, the next 6 months, a year?
Sure.
I was surprised, first of all, here's like 300 leases going on, and that means contracts, which means somebody's got to be working those a lot.
Oh, we have I'm dealing with five myself.
Yeah,
let alone the other ones that my staff are dealing with.
Right. And then we talked about how Denver was, and you gave props to the people there before you, but you're the one that has to cash that check, keeping that going. We talked about how we're going to shut down for a month. It's a safety thing. Resurfaced the runway, which is 7,000 feet long, but is the equivalent of 6.5 miles of asphalt.
Two-lane highway.
Yeah,
right.
Two-lane highway. So what are we looking at here that you can see in the near and maybe a little bit further out?
Well, sure. We want to get these projects done. I want to get these leases and developments taken care of over the next year. Excuse me. And, we have some other developments. Air Shasta wants to expand their operation and build their business. We have another group that wants to build hangars. So there's other activity
going
on.
They want to build hangars. So, I mean.
So they're going to build just private industry hangars for their clients and want to see where that's going to go. They'll probably break ground maybe next year on that, but we're still working on the lease for. So
these are like private planes we're talking
right.
about.
Yeah. Private jets.
Do we have a viable private, leasing plan? I mean, like, if you have a private airplane company, does that mean people lease it to fly places, or is it that?
Well, that's a little bit different operation. That depends on the type.
Or these are just people wanting to have their planes here.
It's a mix of everything.
Okay.
We have a demand for hangars and we just don't have the space for it. And so that gets a little more complicated, but according to our master plan, we do have, plans for future development, what that looks like over the next 20 years. And so we'll be finishing that up in the next couple months.
Okay.
What that looks like. And that was a 2 year plus process with community involvement, and they got to provide their feedback on what they'd like to see at the airport.
Sure.
So that's in place. We have a strategic plan that was finished a year or so ago that we can rely on economic development and other things looking forward. So the plans are pretty much there, and now it's just really implementing the strategy and moving forward.
Well, after the plan, you said this. Do you need some more water there?
No,
buddy?
I'm good.
Okay. You said this plan will come out in like 2 months. Right,
that's our master plan. It's just long-term vision.
Well, after maybe in a few months from now, we'll have you back on, and maybe we can discuss that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to talk about it now. It really takes a look at the 5, 10, and 20-year outlook of what is the airport going to look like. Potentially, it depends on growth and traffic. So, for example, as we grow with more air service potentially in the next 3 to 5 years, let's say, we may get to a point of the capacity of the terminal. Right now, our terminal can handle the capacity we have. Things are spread out enough, and our building is suitable. Although it's an older structure, and of course we'd love to have new things put into it, air conditioning and other things. But at the same time, the building can handle it. So as we grow and get more flights, there will be a need at some point to expand the terminal building. And then we'll take a look at what that, maybe it's expansion, maybe it's new, maybe it's a hybrid of both. And then once we get to that trigger point of saying, okay, because design will take 2 years and the construction will take 2 years. So that's how you kind of look at it forward thinking.
Okay. So, and that is the whole thing is based on population and how many people are using the airport.
Not necessarily, because really? Our catchment area goes down to about Chico.
Right.
It goes north to, let's just say, the Oregon border. So our catchment area is pretty large when you think about it.
Okay.
We just happen to have a large percentage who like to drive down to Sacramento and fly in and out of there. I would say roughly 60% of our catchment area flies out of that airport.
Is it because they don't understand? Well, everybody in the world should know now that we got a flight to Denver. Is it just because this is something they've always done?
Well, I think what it is the fact that Southwest Airlines is there. And, Southwest is a brand, and they have a big operation in Sacramento.
Yeah.
I get it. I understand why people want to do there. But now they're charging bag fees. So my question to the folks in this region would be, really crunch the numbers about your time, parking, bag fees, what have you. Add all of that up and see what that true cost difference really is. When you add up gas and everything else, I would probably be willing to bet that within $50, flying out of Reading would be just as
good. And that $50, even if it's 50, it's going to be $50 more. But if once you figure it out, you got to figure out the ease. I mean, you're coming down on a flight. Somebody can drop you off, or you can park, or you can Uber, or take a taxi. I've done all those. But being able to fly back in that night, because you never get back in at 4 in the afternoon.
Right.
You always get back at 11 at night. Being able to do that and then get home in 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
That's a big thing.
I like being able to come in, land at 11:30 or 8:30. Yeah. Even 11 o'clock at night, I'm in bed within 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So is that like an advertising campaign that needs to start?
I will look into that.
No, I mean, I'm just wondering, is let people know. I mean, maybe it's something as simple as traveling to Sacramento to fly costs you this much money.
Right.
Flying out of Reading cost you this much money.
We are currently looking at some marketing strategies of how to approach some of the stuff. We want to promote Denver, obviously, but
sure.
As well as our other flights. And, I mean, I'll tell you, I'll be honest, is Alaska is looking at strategy for additional Seattle and then maybe San Diego, which would make sense for their network.
San Diego.
And that's why I brought up San Diego.
San Diego would be cool.
It is a top five market for where people go.
Yeah.
And it makes sense for Alaska, especially now that they bought Hawaiian Airlines.
They bought Hawaiian?
They did.
Okay.
So they took over that merger. That just happened last fall.
Yeah.
And throughout the winter. And so a lot of people from here or this area go to Hawaii, which surprised me. So I'm just really surprised that it just makes sense with their network. So we're hopeful.
Oh, no. I know a lot of people that go to Hawaii, and they can fly right up from here. With that. San Diego, too, and then you've got the reverse marketing of people from San Diego get out of San Diego and come up here to God's country and fly fish and hike. And
that makes sense.
Yeah, spend a week on the lake out here.
You bet.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, Andy, thanks a lot for being with us today. It's obviously you love what you do.
I do. I'm really passionate about it. I want to do a good job. We have a great team here, and we're just going to keep moving forward.
So you're working 12 hours a day, or?
Which I try to keep it within reason, but I definitely
keep it around
10.
Yeah, keep it around 10.
Right.
What's your favorite part of the North State?
You know, I love just the outdoors. The fact that the lakes are so close. Mount Shasta I can view from my window. I want to get up there more often. I like downhill skiing, mountain biking, hiking, all the stuff. So this area is great.
Well, we're going to get up there to the Snow Bowl. We've been saying that for 17 years, but we're going to make it this year. We never have made it. We almost got up there one time, but they had to shut the road down because of the snow. So we had to turn around and come back.
This
I'm looking for outdoor buddies.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things going on around here, and there's a lot of they're having I don't know if they had that regatta
it's coming up in August.
And if you like kayaking, get out there. They've got kayak races, canoe races going on.
Oh, very cool. I'll have to go check that out.
Sacramento, yeah. Okay. They've got so many things going on. Okay, well, thanks so much for joining us, Andy. And,
my pleasure.
It's a pleasure getting to know you and also seeing what's going on at our airport. All right. Hey, tomorrow, Sheriff's office is going to join us, and we got a lot of things going on the rest of the week. So have a good day. Be aware of all the hazards that smoke is, my friends, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.